Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's video on how to retire happily. Do you have any lifelong friends? I hope you do. I know I do, and they are special. There's just nothing like them. There's such a deep connection. I n knew them as young girls. I have seen them through heartaches, heartbreaks, and wonderful times, through children and marriages and divorces and loss. This really, they are the gems of our life. And I know for me, it's great emotional support, knowing. Just knowing that they're there, that I could pick up the phone anytime, well, almost, because they're in London and that's 8 hours difference from here. But mostly anytime. And be able to talk to them about anything and that they can do the same with me. And whether we spoke last week or last year doesn't matter. We know who we are and we pick up. And then, of course, there's those shared memories, those special moments, particularly those embarrassing ones that we can now laugh at, or just the bonds. And as I've talked about many times, social connections of any kind are great for our emotional health, for increasing our longevity. The studies show that. And lifelong friends give us a sense of belonging, particularly as we age and our older family members, particularly our parents, die. So during this season of holidays, it's a wonderful opportunity to stay connected with them. So, do you have any friends, whether they're lifelong or maybe decades long, but they're still very dear to you, that maybe you haven't spoken to in a while or written to in a while? Maybe it's time to reach out and say hi and reconnect. I think it'll make your holidays a whole lot nicer, and probably theirs too. And when you have challenges, or they have challenges, it's great to know they're there. They're really wonderful. And who else can we have such honest communication with? I know I have one particular girlfriend who sometimes when I talk to her, I feel like I've been slapped around. I don't think bad of her for doing that. She told me a truth that she thinks I need to hear. And most of the time, I need to hear it. And occasionally she's wrong, but mostly she's not. And I'm so grateful that I have that friend who will tell me. So I hope that today, this week, in the next coming weeks, you will think about those precious people in your life and look at how can you nurture those relationships. And give to them. So, thanks for being with me today. And maybe pass this along to your friends. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.